KSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says no progress was made on the Russia-Ukraine war during a phone call with Vladimir Putin. Meanwhile, the missiles keep bombarding cities in Ukraine.
Ukraine's Air Force says Russia fired a record 728 Shahed and decoy drones at Ukraine overnight, as well as 13 missiles. The latest escalation amid mounting Russian aerial attacks in the more than three-year war.
That is Charles de Ledesma. Governor Greg Abbott held a press conference yesterday at the Hunt store following an aerial tour of flood damage to provide an update on the state's continued response to the severe flooding that impacted Texas, leaving more than 100 people dead.
Just in the Kerr County area alone, there are 161 people who are known to be missing.
And he says the search will continue. The Trump administration believes a ceasefire in Gaza could now be just days away.
President Trump's Middle East envoy is optimistic that Israel and Hamas will agree to a truce very soon.
We are hopeful that by the end of this week, we will have an agreement that will bring us into a 60-day ceasefire.
Steve Witkoff says the ceasefire would include the return of 10 living hostages and 9 deceased hostages.
That is Greg Cluxton reporting. In the housing market, a report cites an increase in small investors amid a decline in prospective home buyers.
Real estate investors snapped up 27% of U.S. homes sold in the first quarter of 2025, the largest share in 5 years. That's according to a new report from the realty data platform Batch Data. The company says the rise reflects a slowing home market, with traditional home buyers discouraged by elevated home prices and mortgage rates. As properties take longer to sell, investors with cash and financing advantages are stepping in.
That is correspondent Jennifer King reporting, and this is SRN News. Spanish clergymen are fighting a conversion therapy ban. Michael Harrington has an update.
The legislation would make it illegal for anyone to counsel a child in an effort to help them abandon the homosexual lifestyle and would imprison those who violate the law. The Spanish Evangelical Alliance is decrying the legislation, which has already been approved by the lower house of the Spanish Parliament. The bill does not include any exceptions for members of the clergy. Similar statutes have been passed by several U.S. states. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorneys for the state of Maine and a Republican lawmaker who criticized transgenderism online now agree that the lawmaker's appeal of her loss of voting rights is now moot. Earlier this year, State Representative Laurel Libby questioned the state's practice of letting boys compete against girls in school sports. At the time, that prompted the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives to censure her and take away her voting rights. This is SRN News. More troubles at Wimbledon.
A malfunction with Wimbledon's new electronic line calling system required a point to be replayed during a quarterfinal match between Taylor Fritz and Karen Khachanov. The latest issue with the system occurred during the first game of the fourth set on court number one, after Fritz had served at 15 love and the players exchanged shots. Then came a random fault call. The chair umpire stopped play and a few moments later ordered the players to replay the last point due to a malfunction. Khachanov won the replayed point, but the fifth-seeded Fritz advanced to the semifinals.
I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
A personnel change in the world of racing. Red Bull says Christian Horner has been released from his role as longtime team principal of its Formula One team. Horner had been Red Bull team principal ever since the team entered F1 as a full constructor, clear back in 2005. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.